Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you are hungry and you're trying to give the best proper grilling, Score One Smoking, they have barbecue rubs and sauces for everything. All types of things that you want to grill this season going forward. I mean, I know summer's over. It's still tailgate season.
Is
a lot of
over?
Good stuff. It's over.
It's not over.
It's over.
Summer's in your heart. Schaefer. It can be year-round.
Okay. Well,
it certainly can be grilling and smoking.
Summer is not over, is it?
I mean, it ends September 21st, technically, when the fall begins. But once the school's back in session, summer's over.
Wow. You know what I always struggle with? The idea of fall camp when it's August.
Yeah.
It's too hot to be fall camp.
Can I tell you something, Schaefer? This just must be a Columbus thing. I never call it fall camp for that very reason.
I try to avoid it, but I do say it.
I call it preseason camp.
Mm. I wish we could just call it training
camp. NFL doesn't have it branded, does it? You can call it training camp.
I never call it fall camp.
It would be funny if they did brand
it. Yeah, it's branded. Sorry. Can't use that.
Roger Goodell is cease and desisting everyone.
Schaefer, I never call it fall camp.
I try not to, but I do, because it's just
call
habitual.
Call it preseason camp.
I'll work on that.
Check out, again, score1smoking.com for all your barbecue rubs and sauces. It's time for Bill's Thrills. Bill is not here, but we still do the segment when he's gone. And today it'll be Schaefer's take.
Yeah,
we'll explain this in
a second. Don't agree with doing it
we
while
have
he's gone.
Well, Dirk Scott in Taiwan wants to do it. So here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills is sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Now, Bill is gone today. We still do the segment when he's gone. It's not the same. It's not the same as Bill, but we have to do what we can. Sometimes it's Sips Tips. Sometimes it's Jake's Takes. But Schaefer is here, and he gave us... He says there's three things that could derail Nebraska's football season. We already laid out in the last segment that it could be the kicking game that derails.
Extend that out, the special teams as a whole, because I'm not particularly enamored with what's happening at punter or the return game.
Okay, I'd like
collective special teams.
I'd like to preface this before Schaefer launches into this. I'm very interested by saying Schaefer has predicted a 9-3 season. So when we go down this road of these are the things that could derail Nebraska, don't read that as a real negative. Schaefer has him at 9-3, which is going out on something of a limb.
Yeah, and I'm a big guy, so limbs are scary. You know, there's not as much structural integrity for me.
I appreciate you going out on a limb, because most people are sticking in the 7-5, 8-4 range. Benito is sticking in the 8-4 range.
I mean, Young Penn, for those who don't know.
Yeah. Benito. So what could derail 9-3?
All right, so we already started with special teams. I'm gonna go to the third item I have on my list here, and then we'll work back with the second.
Okay.
Third one is just quite simply left tackle.
100.
Absolutely.
I have a tough time divorcing the images from my brain of the struggles that Turner Corcoran has had over the last 3 years playing left tackle. And it's not just as easy as, oh, he just needs to learn the position.
No.
I think there's physical limitations that he has had that make him an interior offensive lineman.
Just injuries.
And yet Nebraska has had to ask him year in and year out to play a tackle position where he cannot handle speed rushers, where I don't think the length of his the length of his arms allow him for the best hand punch or to keep guys off balance. So I think they're going to have to call games around that unless he steps up and plays really well, which means do you have to hold in a tight end to chip, which if you're having to do that means you have one less of your explosive wide receivers on the field, or Thomas Fedoni's value is a little mitigated because he's having to chip instead of just running a route right away. So it's a I have questions in that regard.
Okay.
I mean, I feel really good about the offensive line other than one spot.
Okay. Now, here's the question I would have. Turner Corcoran hears this. I know he hears it.
And he's a very talented high school recruit. Like, there was a reason people were very excited about him. But when you're continually put in a tough spot that maybe physically you aren't able to play, I don't know that it's just a, well, he's a veteran. He's got all these starts.
I just would hope, want to, and the desire to prove people wrong would give him an extra something that would allow him to be sufficient.
Yeah, and I think that's a possibility.
Just the sheer notion that he is one of the things that we regard as something that could hold the program back. If you have that on your back, I would think your mindset would be, no, I'm not holding anything back. And then that, there's something extra there.
Yeah, well, and you're hoping that maybe he can adopt the same kind of mentality that allowed Bryce Benhart to sort of flip a switch last year. And when I tried to get Benhart to explain it in August, he simply just kept saying he had more confidence. I mean, I think he reshaped his body.
Reshape his body.
I think having Donovan Raiola for the third straight year is helpful for Turner Corcoran and for Bryce Benhart. Having the same voice, I think, is helpful in that regard.
If you're a person that's trying to reshape your body, I would talk to Bryce Benhart. I would. What did you do?
The end of 2022 to the first spring practice of 23 when we were able to put eyes on him.
Whoa.
And it was wild.
Wasn't it wild?
It was very wild.
What did you do is what I'd say. What? Take me through how you did this.
Taking notes.
Coach
over
me.
Here.
Yeah.
I need your help. Please.
Okay, so that's okay.
That's O-line, left tackle.
Left tackle.
Things that could hold Nebraska back this year. Schaefer has predicted 9-3. I'll reset it. Schaefer has predicted 9-3, but he has three elements that could hold Nebraska back. One's the kicker. Special teams. Left tackle is one. What's the third one?
Third one's a little bit more of a nuanced discussion. Nebraska struggled to finish opponents last year. Is that because they had a second and third string quarterback, fourth string running back, we're down to their fifth, sixth, seventh wide receivers, plus Billy Kemp half the time on offense? Or was it because they just couldn't get off the field when they needed to make plays?
If you're looking for easy answers to that question, good luck.
Yeah, there isn't. Right. And so that's where this third one, I think it's everything. It encompasses the offense, the defense, but more than that, can Matt Rhule put Nebraska in situations to finish the game? Because mentality. What I mean by that is you had, I think, two counterexamples of he didn't know when he wanted to push and when he wanted to pull back. Because you had the Maryland game where you're attempting to throw a pass to 5'9" Billy Kemp on the sidelines.
Like a corner route.
With your third
string.
Was it a corner
route?
Yeah, it was a corner route for a short wide receiver.
I don't know what it was.
Against a defensive back that was taller than him.
Was it going to the pylon?
He threw it like it was an out, but I think it was supposed to be further up to the pylon on the far pylon.
Right, yeah.
With your third string quarterback on the 5-yard line in a game in which your defense has largely shut Maryland down.
Okay.
Now, counter that to the Wisconsin game where there's 2.5 minutes left. You're on their side of the field. You're steadily moving the ball. And then you just start choking your own clock instead of pushing for a touchdown that wins the game. You play for a field goal to go to overtime,
yep.
which famously Nebraska has not scored in overtime since 2014. The real curse of Bo Pelini. The last game he ever coached, the last time Nebraska ever scored in overtime.
That's the last
at
time.
Iowa. Yeah.
Wait, I didn't know that. To go through every statistic on this podcast.
Hold on. I want to get this.
It's horrifying.
I want to let this settle into my system.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nebraska hasn't scored in overtime since 2014.
You want me to run through them?
Please.
2015, Miami, Tommy Armstrong interception. 2016, Wisconsin. Okay. They aren't able to either get a call, if you don't believe in the officiating in that game, or hit Stanley Morgan down the sidelines to take advantage of the missed extra point.
That was over.
The missed extra point from Wisconsin. Nebraska scores, touchdown, make an extra point. They win. They lose in overtime in that one. 2017, this one was a real barn burner with Northwestern, yep. where I think they lost 37 yards in overtime. just
did.
Some of the most horrific play calling you've ever seen. They tried to lose it in regulation. Just terrific stuff. 2018.
Terrific.
Northwestern.
2018, okay.
They had the holding penalty that negated, I think, a third and one that pushed them back. They had to kick the field goal. They end up, I think, missing the field goal. They lose to Northwestern in 2018. 2019 Colorado, you had the big sack. You had to try to make like a 49-yard field goal for your backup punter. Didn't go in.
Isaac Armstrong, right?
2020, trying to think of what the overtime game was in 2020. I'm blanking on that one. 2021, Michigan State.
God, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, the punt return for a touchdown, then the interception from Adrian Martinez.
Horrifying.
2022...
You've done well here.
You're already.
I know there's a game in 2022 that
you've
the
made
text
your
line
point.
Can help me out here on this one. But yeah, they didn't score in 22. 23, you had the overtime against Wisconsin. You didn't score again.
Yeah, I'm almost happy that you didn't get them all. That's enough.
This is too much pain.
Yeah.
This is painful.
Yeah. So 1 of the things that could hold Nebraska back is this sort of nuanced discussion, and we've had this discussion. That why can't they close? Why?
Well, and then is it you know, limitations with Matt Rhule? Is it limitations with what your roster was last year? Are they just mentally inept when it comes to the fourth
it's
quarter?
It's always a lot of different things in my
opinion.
And
that's why it's a nuanced discussion.
Right,
it's not
right,
just
right.
a one thing.
Right.
But to me, it's going to be really important that there's a game early in the season where Nebraska has to put a team away. Whether that's Colorado, whether that's Illinois, whether that's Rutgers, Purdue, whatever it is. They need a game early in the season in the fourth quarter where maybe they're up by a touchdown or they're up by a field goal, and that's when Gabe Irvin or Dante Dowdell or Emmett Johnson or Ramir Johnson is able to salt that game away.
Okay, so
that's what they were trying to do at Minnesota when Anthony Grant fumbled.
Yeah.
Right after Matt Rhule had the entire conversation about how they wanted to be a fourth quarter team, they didn't do any of that stuff they wanted to do all of last season. Can they be a fourth quarter team in 2020?
The Minnesota game.
That was horrible.
Now,
game that they had.
If you try to simplify, if you want to try to simplify this close game discussion, I always will go to, they just haven't had the players to do it. I mean, there's instances you could go through on some of those games where, yeah, no, they were better than the team they're playing. But it, to me, it's always about, it comes back to, they didn't have the dudes to get it done.
Who on the 2019 Colorado team was the dude that got it done for Nebraska in a game where they blew a 17-point lead?
Oh,
Maurice Washington had the big touchdown that game.
Sure, but I'm just saying, like, for when we say that, like, in 2018, Northwestern didn't have a dude that beat Nebraska in overtime.
No, that's true.
They just
true.
Collectively choked.
It's a nuanced discussion. What I would say, for instance, and I always go to this one, when you had like an Amir Abdullah, he was a guy that would help you close out games.
Yeah, he beat McNeese State.
Right, beat McNeese State. He got the first down against Northwestern
2013, yeah. Correct.
That's kind of what I'm talking about. Is when you have guys like that, you're more apt to close out games. And they haven't had enough.
Hold your thought on that for the spillover, okay? Because we got to get to the game show right now.
Oh, geez.
That is Bill's Thrills. Chafe's Take, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic, we're going back to 1978, before Schaefer's time. Sip, you were very much so alive in 1978.
I was following sports at a super high level.
Okay. Well, let's see if you do sports, movies, songs, all that stuff from 1978. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Schaefer in trivia. 1978, our year.
And what is the topic?
It's Throwback Thursday. There could be sports. There could be music. There could be movies. Could be life topics.
Okay.
We have people are scared. I know we're a little later than usual, but if you are
we later?
If you're not at work already, you got some time, please call us right now. 402-464-5685. Callers coming in now. We get excited. You know, we talk a lot. We're excited. Oh,
Schaefer
people
was
here.
Interesting. Schaefer's predicted 9-3, which makes me happy.
That'd make a lot of people happy.
Yeah, it does make me happy.
We'll see if it happens.
We used to complain about 9-3. Now we would gladly take it. That's
I'm not
how things
get into
happen
that
in 7 years.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got Ben, this is not young Ben. This is a different Ben. Ben, how do you feel about 1978 trivia today?
So-so.
Okay, so-so.
How old are you?
So-so, Ben.
Ask him how old he is.
I was born in 76.
Okay. So you're approximately 47 years old.
48, not bad. Okay. Schaefer is a lifeline for Sip for one question. First question goes to you, Ben. What team won the 1978 NBA Finals over the Supersonics with Wes Unseld winning Finals MVP?
Got it.
With who?
Wes Unseld was the MVP.
This is a layup. This is a layup.
Well, you couldn't have picked a worse topic for me.
Good. Start the countdown.
5 seconds. Five. Four. Three.
Control LA.
Okay, no, I can name a lot about that team. That is a Wes Unseld, Elvin Hayes, Kevin Greavy, Bobby Dandridge. I love that. I love that Washington Bullets team.
The Washington Bullets is correct. Team that has been gone for a long
love
time.
Love that team.
Okay, Sip. 1-0.
I love Elvin Hayes.
Schaefer's
DP would know who I'm talking about.
Elvin Hayes.
Yeah.
What 1978 comedy featured the quote, "Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son"?
Go ahead, Schaefer.
I guess if I'm being used here, I have a guess, and my guess is Animal House.
Brilliant!
Second.
2-0.
That's called teamwork right there.
So excited.
Two flex. 2-0 lead. Ben, to stay alive.
I called on my coordinator and he called the right play. It
Ben,
makes me happy.
Your last question. What band sang the 1978 song, Love is Like Oxygen?
Ooh.
Jeez,
that's a tough one.
The one I would have gotten, he gave to him.
I know, it's how it goes
sometimes.
That
I don't know anything. I swear, man, there's a conspiracy going on here.
I've heard that before.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Hold on, I want to try to get this.
Go for it. You've already won the game.
Love is like oxygen. You get too much, you get too high. Yeah, not enough, and you're going to die.
That's the one.
Is that ELO?
No, it is Sweet. That's not a bad guess, by the way. Okay. It is Sweet that sings that song. But that's a victory for you guys. Ben, thanks for calling. We'll get your bagel and a coffee.
Thank you,
Schaefer. Down the road. Nice try today.
Schaefer.
All right, there we go.
Jake, then we're up to 11-8.
You guys are getting hot. See, it was a rough start from the reset, but now you're doing
108-86 was your last season, huh? Pretty good.
They did well. They did very well.
Yeah, well, now we're up to 11-8. That makes me happy. Thank you, Schaefer.
You are welcome.
I appreciate it.
The spillover, one last segment, is next, an early break on the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.